From the studios of Adventist World Radio in Pune.
Hello and a very warm welcome to our International English Service.
In our program today, we bring inspiring music.
An interesting nature study.
With more music coming in, we shall end our program with a message from God's Word. This is your host, Sharad.
And I am Maureen.
And you are listening to Adventist World Radio, the voice of hope.
Let's begin our program with a song.
He's the Savior of my soul. He's the Savior. Savior of my soul. He's a Savior of my soul. Jesus, Jesus,
You are listening to Adventist World Radio, the voice of hope from Pune, India. And now, here's a nature study.
Dear listeners, I'm glad to share a nature study on driftwood. In the forests around the world, there are many trees. Most of these, when they die, will lie on the forest floor and rot. Others are cut up by man and used for firewood or made into houses or objects that they are useful or decorative. When some trees die, they fall into or are washed into a body of water, most of the time a river, will carry the tree downstream to a lake or the ocean. As the tree bobs along, occasionally getting stuck on a sand or mud bar or in shallow water, some of the branches may break off. These go their own direction. As these smaller pieces of wood break from the tree, they begin to bob with the ripples of the current in the river. They are also rolled along, perhaps over islands of dirt and rocks. Bumping along, they become smooth. The bark and rough edges are worn off. This we call drift wood. As they float along, these pieces of wood are not able to do anything about how or where they float. They just go along with the current, carried where it goes. They are also blown about by the wind. Driftwood is good for nothing but burning. Unless a skilled person picks it up, works it over, and makes it into a useful article. Many of us are like driftwood. We just drift along with the crowd. Where they go, we go, because we have no purpose. However, we can find a purpose for our lives if we will put them in the hands of the master craftsman. Jesus is waiting for us to quit our drifting and put our lives into his hands so he can make something beautiful out of them. Dear listeners, I invite you today to put your life in the hands of Jesus. Ask him to take your life and give it a purpose and make something beautiful out of you today.
Thank you for the nature study. We are sure our listeners enjoyed it. To learn more on nature, keep listening to Adventist World Radio. We will be studying different objects of nature because there is a simplicity and purity in these lessons direct from nature that makes them of the highest value.
To know more on God's Word, you could also write to us. Here's our mailing address.
Adventist World Radio, Post Box No. 17, Pune 411001, Maharashtra, India.
You could also email us on AdventistMediaCenter@gmail.com.
You may also follow our programs on our website awr.org/English program.
He came to love. across that river, I'll fight life's final war with pain. And then as death gives way, see the lights of glory, and I'll know He reigns,
because He lives. I can face tomorrow, because He lives.
It's time to hear a health talk. Stay with us.
For many parents, discipline is a bad word. It's often associated with punishment, and nobody likes punishment. But discipline is much broader than punishment. Discipline is the whole process of training, teaching, and giving direction to the lives of children. Before thinking about punishment, parents should agree on what can be reasonable expected from the child. Child training requires parents to respect the individuality of the child. Even small children have a right to their own preferences. To be independent and adult, they must learn independence as children. But independence requires some guidelines. What should happen when the child violates one of those guidelines? The best type of punishment is closely related to the misbehavior. It may consist of depriving the child of some enjoyment or pleasures. They arrange the penalty as soon as possible after their infraction. That means either parents should be able to give the punishment. If all punishing is given to the father, he may become the family executioner in the mind of the child. It puts the father in a difficult position, especially if he only hears about the incident secondhand. Once both parents have agreed on what requires punishment, they must be consistent. If they're not, the child will constantly test the limits, hoping to get by without obeying. The easier way to keep children out of trouble is to keep them active in useful projects. Involve them in household chores and include them in recreational plans. Contrary to popular opinion, it's not impossible for a parent and a child to work together on a hobby or social event. Participating with them increases trust and confidence on both sides of the relationship. It's often difficult to find time to spend with children, but the benefits far outweighs the difficulties. The whole discipline process will be much easier if parents simply take the time to be with their children and listen to them.
Before you hear God's word, here's another song.
When I said that I love Jesus, what does it really mean to me? When I said that I will follow, can the other people see? Hope and the words of joy and a living sacrifice.
Time to hear God's word.
Dear listener, today's Bible passage contains a very long list of works of the flesh. This list is not exhaustive in itself, but it includes the most commonly practiced works of the flesh. Paul included this list as a warning to Christians of all ages to be aware of the works of the flesh. However, the most vital and dreadful part of this peculiar warning is in the end, where we learn that those who practice the works of the flesh shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Let's read the passage itself, Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21. Here it says, dear listener, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envying, murderers, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." Dear listener, Paul's teaching here and overall teaching of the Bible is that there is a group of people who categorically perform these things as a manner of lifestyle, or a group that is habitually controlled by fleshy thoughts or deeds. For such people, the works of the flesh have become a regular ritual, an accepted norm, or a self-gratifying pattern of life. So before you ask whether you will or not inherit the kingdom of God, answer the basic question wisely. My dear listener, do you routinely supply the works of the flesh? If any of these have become a regular practice in your life, in your personal life, you need to be concerned about the inheriting the kingdom of God. If you have struggles in any of these areas as a Christian, go to God and let Him show you how hideous and damaging your sin is. Then ask Him to forgive you and cleanse you. Come to Jesus. His blood has the power to cleanse you from every sin. Dear listener, ask Jesus to help me to overcome the lusts of this flesh that are present in my life, that I may walk in the paths of righteousness and be worthy of your kingdom. Dear listener, it is difficult to make choices, but God's choice is the best choice. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 27 says, "But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty." Dear listener, are you sometimes troubled that God gave to some people, you know, 5 talents, and to still others but to you He gave only 1? Do you feel that you are weak, feeble, and unskilled? Do you feel unworthy and unwanted? Do you want to be worried or discouraged because God is someone who specializes nothing to accomplish great things? Dear listener, God has always shown up at places where He was least expected, looking for people no one else wanted or deemed valuable. God's criteria are different from the criteria of the world. His choice is not based on beauty or ugliness, talent or lack of talent, education or lack of education, diploma or lack of diploma. His choice is based on the humility, the meekness of the heart. God's thoughts are not our thoughts, neither are our ways His ways. Dear listener, God chose a humble shepherd boy to kill Goliath. God chose a lowly manger for His son to be born. God chose this shepherd to herald the great tidings of His birth. God chooses ordinary people to accomplish extraordinary tasks. And even when God chose mighty men like Moses and Paul, He had to first empty themselves before they could be of any use to Him. My dear listener, if you feel that you are unworthy to be used for God's service, then rejoice, for you have qualified to be used by God. God wants us to realize that we are nothing without Him, and then only when we acknowledge our emptiness and unworthiness, He will be able to use us for His glory. Let us humble ourselves and empty our hearts so that God can use us for His great things. Dear listener, isn't this a great and beautiful promise for each one of us? Read Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11. "The Lord shall guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and make you fat your bones, and you shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose water fail not." Dear listener, isn't this a beautiful promise? The Lord promises not only to guide us continually, but also to satisfy our spiritual as well as physical needs. The Lord wants us to enjoy a healthy and happy life. His plans are to prosper us and to keep us like a well-watered garden and a spring of water whose water never dries up. However, God cannot fulfill His promises if our life is not in harmony with His will for us. Dear listener, we must qualify for our promises before we can receive them. faith and obedience are the compulsory requirements of every promise. Faith in God that He is able to fulfill His promises, and obedience to His laws in order to qualify for His promises. However, there are certain other things that we must do in order to enjoy God's promises as He wants us to enjoy them. My dear listener, we must begin each day depending on God's mercies and loving kindness. God must not occupy our minds only during the morning, but all through the day. We must remember to praise Him and thank Him for His goodness and His constant guidance all through the day. The most importantly, at the end of the day, we must recollect the way God has been faithful in all the various details of our life and thank Him for all the blessings of the day. Dear listener, only when we are mindful of the works of God's hands in our lives will we be able to fully appreciate the blessings that we so often take for granted. Be it good health or a peaceful mind, let us pause once in a while and appreciate the blessings that we enjoy in our lives every day. Dear listener, so many people today wonder what God's will is for their lives. Oftentimes they look for big things, signs, and supernatural events, but really, God's will for us unfolds each day and every day as we obey Him and serve Him with a thankful heart. May God bless you, dear listener, as you serve Him and love Him. Let's pray. Dear loving Father, thank you for your wonderful promises for us. Teach us to be mindful of our blessings in our lives so that we might enjoy them as you wish us to. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. With this, we have almost come to the end of our program.
To learn more on God's Word, we would love to receive your letters on
Adventist World Radio, Post Box number 17, Pune 411001, Maharashtra, India.
You could also email us on AdventistMediaCenter@gmail.com.
We invite you to follow our programs also on our website. That's awr.org/English program. This is your host, Sharad.
And I'm Maureen, signing off from Adventist World Radio.
Do join us again along with your family and friends.
Until we meet again via radio, we wish you goodbye.
And God bless you.